Morning Watch, Day 4. Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 8. The Function of the Church. The House of the Living God and the Pillar and Base of the Truth. Related Verses. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John 8:32-36. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If therefore the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. 1 John 1:1-2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. 2 Timothy 1:10. But now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who nullified death and brought life and incorruption to light through the gospel. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. 1 Timothy 6:19. Laying away for themselves a good foundation as a treasure for the future, that they may lay hold on that which is really life. Related Reading. In 2 Timothy 2:19, Paul declares, The firm foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from unrighteousness. The foundation here does not refer to Christ as the foundation of the church, but to the church as the foundation of the truth. This corresponds to the base of the truth, which holds the truth, especially the truth of the resurrection of Christ. The church is built with the divine life in Christ, a life that is indestructible, unconquerable, and able to withstand decline into death from any source. Hence, the church is the firm foundation of God that stands forever against any heresy. No matter what kind of heresies may come in, or how extensively the gangrene may spread, this firm foundation stands. The Lord's recovery is mainly founded upon four pillars: the truth, life, the church, and the gospel. The reason Christianity is degraded is that it has lost the truth and is short of life. The Bible tells us that the Lord himself is the truth and the life. In John 14:6, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way and the reality and the life. In this verse, the reality is the truth. Thus, the Lord said that he himself is the life and the truth. Both the truth and the life are the Lord himself, but they are two different aspects of what he is. The difference is that the truth is an outward definition and explanation. The life is the inward and intrinsic content. The Lord is in us as our life, but the experience of life needs an explanation. This explanation is the truth. If we receive the Lord according to this explanation, we have life. Hence, in order to experience and enjoy the Lord as life, we must know the truth. The experience of the Lord as life is contained in the Lord as the truth. If we are not clear about the truth and do not understand or know the truth, we will have no way to enjoy the Lord as our life. For this reason, we must spend an adequate amount of time to learn the truth. The Lord has not left us in darkness. Today, all His truths are contained in the Bible. We must realize that the Bible is a book of life. The reason the Bible is a book of life is that its entire content is truth. All experienced Christians confess that no one can enjoy Christ as life if he does not know the Bible or understand the truth in the Bible. We must come to the Bible to receive the truth that is in it if we want to receive and enjoy the Lord as life. All the truths in the Bible are food for our spiritual life. All the knowledge contained in the Bible is in fact truth, and in this truth, life is concealed. When we read the Bible, if we study only the letter, but not the intrinsic truth within, we will not receive life. Hence, every Bible reader has to see the truth that is conveyed through the letter of the Word. Once we see the truth, we will spontaneously touch life. The life studies have been published to help us enter into the depths of the letter of the Word. The life studies bring us into the biblical truths from which we may receive the genuine life supply. Today, the Lord's recovery is a recovery of the truth and of life. We all know that the decline of Christianity is due to the fact that it has lost both the truth and life. This loss of the truth and life eventually produced many human methods and worldly organizations, which are not what the Lord wants. The Lord does not want any organization or human method. Instead, He wants His church to know Him as the truth and to receive and enjoy Him as life. The entire content of the church must be the growth of Christ in us as truth and life.